will be here to share the message with us next Sunday. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that. I always enjoy when he comes. He often has a very inspiring. Add in with that, and it's not just because Duke is coming. You can do this any Sunday, but if you have a neighbor or a relative or a parent or someone that maybe needs something to do next Sunday, bring them along with you. You have a friend, whatever the case is. Maybe some other visitors will show up if they know Duke's here. But like I said, it's not just because Duke's here, but do that every Sunday. If somebody needs somewhere to go, bring them with you. But I'll encourage you to do that next Sunday as well with Brother Duke being here. Beyond that, there's an announcement in the bulletin. Fall Harvest meetings next Sunday night will be at New Life at 6:30. And that is the evening service is where they often lift the offering as well. So you can come prepared for that next Sunday evening. And that is just the evening service. Obviously, with Duke being here in the morning, we'll have normal services. And then in the evening, it'll be joint with New Life at 6:30 for the Fall Harvest. Members meeting, that is the 12th. That is this Wednesday night. We were planning a members meeting here at the church at 7 o'clock. Does that time work for people? Actually, I'll say this. I know it's dark at 7 o'clock, so hopefully that works. Decided just to do it a tad bit earlier if that works for people. So 7 o'clock, you should find agendas for the meeting in your mailbox in the back. I'm not saying it's going to be perfect till Wednesday night. We might add or make some adjustments, but you'll find some agendas with the main things we're planning to talk about. Read over those. Hopefully you can kind of be prepared then for Wednesday evening to share your thoughts and so forth. So there's a note in the bulletin for church cleaning. You can see that there. I think this next week it looks like Laverne and Rebecca are on for that. Can I have some volunteers to contact our missionaries, perhaps? We'll start with Paul and Darlene and Belize. Thank you. There's a couple of you. And to reach out to Kyle as well in Belize also. Back there. Thank you. All right. That takes care of that. Just a couple more things. John made a note from the mission board. The shoe boxes, if you have those for the Operation Christmas Child, I believe it is. Those are due at New Life by next Sunday. So whether you drop those off sometime this next week, I'm assuming you could take it with you next Sunday night to the Fall Harvest service as well, if you would rather do that. I don't think it should matter too much either way. But make sure you have those to New Life by next Sunday, or I guess if not, you'll be responsible to get them to a drop-off place. Something else I was going to point out, and this isn't a normal announcement, but there is a portable restroom outside. I don't know if everyone's seen it or not, but obviously our bathroom situation here is maybe lacking just a tad bit. So there is a portable restroom. If you go out the back doors, straight outside, down the steps, it's on the right-hand side, kind of in the corner there a little bit. So if you run into an emergency or children or you can't make it downstairs very well, there is a restroom outside. At this point, I don't know if there's a heater there. Maybe we'll have to figure that out in the near future to warm it up a little bit. But I think that takes care of the announcements that I have for this morning. I will open it up to you as a church, any announcements from you as a brotherhood this morning.
In your mailboxes, I put a flyer for Thursday evening. Brother Duke is going to be at the Heritage Center, and there's two singing groups, and there's a fellow coming that's going to share his testimony. He's going to share a devotional, a testimony that I've been friends with for years. So and you're all invited. So if you want to come, come. If you don't want to come, don't come. So that it'll be fine either way. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dwayne.
It was mentioned about Moe's Troyer not feeling well, so let's remember him in prayer. Moe's is pretty feeble and had quite a few health issues here in the last year. He's in our small group, and he's always very excited to be there and loves to share and talk, but Yeah, we were actually going to have small group tonight at their house, but we can't due to Mo's not feeling well. So let's remember him in prayer.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for that. Anyone else? All right. Doesn't look like it. If that is it, I think then what I'm going to do is we'll have a word of prayer for Ryan, and then we're going to do like we did last Sunday. We're going to try and make it a normal part of our service. Ryan will preach till whenever he's done, I guess, but maybe like 20 after or something like that, and then we're going to open it up to you as a congregation again for prayer requests, something you want to share. Maybe, and I'll say it too, it doesn't have to be related to the message. If you get up and you have something totally else, that's totally fine as well. Maybe it's a verse you ran across this week, whatever it is, but feel free to share. We just want to open it up to you as a brotherhood to have that opportunity. So if you would stand, we'll have a word of prayer, and we'll turn it over to Ryan. Let's pray. God, we come before you this morning. We thank you. We praise you for your many blessings to us, for your faithfulness. God, we just invite your spirit here in our midst this morning and be with us as we worship together. Pray that you be with Ryan as he brings us the message. Would you just anoint his lips? God, give him words to speak and a message from you. God, we just pray also that our hearts would be open and receptive to what you have for us this morning. We pray all these things in your name. Amen. Bless you.